long time ago, Jesus told a story. He told about two boys. A man had two sons. And one of the sons reached, in our group, it would be like 18 or 20, and reached where he's considered to be a man. He's on his own. And does anybody know the first thing that he did when he got old enough? Anybody know? He was very disrespectful because his father wasn't dead. So he looked at his dad and said, "Dad, give me my inheritance now." Well, there were some rules in that day, not rules, but sort of traditions, that if you ask your father for your inheritance, he could give it to you. He didn't have to, but he could. And so because he was a younger son, he only got one third. His older brother got two thirds. That's the way it worked in those days. So the father said, okay. And keep in mind, the father had been trying to get him to do what's right, but he had a bad attitude. He didn't want anything to do with the father, tell him what to do anymore. He wanted to go out on his own. That's lesson number one. Be very careful. Always obey our parents. Always listen to our parents. So he wasn't listening anymore. His dad could tell it was going to be miserable around the house. He said, okay. So he didn't take the land. Normally what they would do is take all of the cattle. They would take sheep. They would take equipment, horses. They would take wagons, and they'd give it to that son. And he would take it and then start his own life. So the Bible says in this passage that he gathered all together. What that means is he got all of his stuff together and sold it and turned it into cash. So now he had money. So he goes into a far country. That tells us he's trying to get away from his parents. Terrible attitude. He goes way into a far country and he makes his own friends. But because he's got a bad attitude, all of his friends got bad attitudes. Because he's selfish and he likes to spend money, his friends are the same way. So you have to be careful, because the way you are, that's where your friends are going to be. So if you have your spiritual heart, you're going to have spiritual hearted friends. If you got a bad attitude, you're going to have your friends are going to have a bad attitude. Just the way it works. And so all of a sudden his friends are really flocking around him. He's got lots of friends, and then all the money's gone after a while. And then look around, got no more friends. So he actually gets down into the pig pen. The only job he could find was slopping pigs. Anybody ever slop pigs? I tell you what, it's not a fun job. You take a bucket of all leftover stuff, chicken bone, all kinds of stuff. You take it, you throw it down there, and the pig eats it all. He'll eat anything, nearly. Well, he got so hungry. You know, if you shuck corn, anybody ever shuck corn? One person. Wow. Well, they take all the shucks and they throw it. Corn doesn't come just like it is, clean, so you can eat it. Corn comes all covered up. That's where the Lord makes it. So you shuck the corn. They throw that in the bucket and serve that to the pigs. Wow. He got so hungry. He got down on his hands and knees and got in with the pigs and started to eat the food of the pigs. Now, that's what happens when you disobey the Lord. The old devil takes you a long places, a lot of places you don't want to go. So in the result, he gets there and he sits up and he says, "You know what? I'm not going to eat this. The men that work for my dad eat better than this. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to my dad and I'm going to look to my dad and I'm going to say, 'Dad, I didn't do the right thing. I sinned against you. I sinned against you, Lord, and I sinned against you, Dad. And I want you to know I'm sorry.'" That's what he rehearsed in his mind. So then he goes, he says, "I'm going to go home. At least I'll have something to eat. I don't have anything left I won't have anything, but I'll be just like the hired hands. I'm sure my dad will give me a job." And so he goes back home, and all the way over on top of the hill, the father would go look for his son. Sounds like every day. Pretty soon he saw this figure coming up the road. And he said, "I think that's my son." Runs out and hugs him and cries on his shoulder, and they hug each other. And the son said, "Wait a minute, Dad, wait a minute." And he said, "Son, I'm so glad you're home. And we're going to go kill a fatted calf. We're going to have a feast." "Wait a minute, Dad, wait a minute, Dad." Because remember, he hadn't done something yet. What he had not done? He hadn't confessed his sin. So he asked his dad, he stepped his dad back and said, "Dad," and the first thing he did was he said, "I sin against the Lord." And every time you and I sin, the first person we hurt is the Lord Jesus. So every time you sin, you tell a lie, you tell the Lord Jesus you're sorry. Every time you think something you ought not to think, you get mad about something, you don't do your homework, you don't follow your parents, you don't obey your teacher, Lord, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? So he backs his dad up and says, "Dad, look, I want you to know I sinned against the Lord and I sinned against you and I want you to forgive me." And his dad hugged him. And so they go back in. And he kills the fatted calf. And so they're going to have all kinds of food tonight. They're going to have a big party. And the older son is out working in the field. Now, the older son, everything is his. But he hears his brother's back. And everybody's throwing a party for him. So he gets jealous and mad. The Bible says he gets angry. So he comes up and he's stomping mad. His dad has to go out and say, "Son, look." He said, "Look, I've done right all the time." Now, apparently he didn't do the right thing with the right attitude. He may have done right to make sure he kept his inheritance. But he said, "I've done right all the time. I've never disobeyed you. I've done everything you've asked. And now my brother, he goes and lives and wastes all of his money and lives with wicked people. And all of a sudden now you're going to throw a party for him." He says, "Son." And the first thing he says is, "Everything I have is yours." Oh. See, he was interested in the money. It never says he ever rejoiced about his brother coming back. So the three lessons I want you to learn from this story are this. Number one, always obey your parents. Ask for their advice before you go do something dumb. You know why? Two reasons. Number one, God said to. Number two, a lot of us parents, we've done dumb things, so we don't want you to do it. So no need for you to step in the same hole we have. So ask your parents. They'll help you. Number two, anytime you make a mistake, always be man enough or woman enough to say, "Lord, I'm sorry," first. And then whoever you hurt, whoever you did wrong, tell them you're sorry. That's what you have to do to make things right. And number three, never get angry about someone coming back to the Lord. Always rejoice. Always rejoice. And leave everything else in the Lord's hands. So tonight, what's one of the things we learn? What's one of the things we learn from the story tonight? Always obey your... What is it? Always what? Always obey your parents. Number two, what's the other one? Always confess to the Lord and be honest about it. "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." Learn to confess and say you're sorry. And number three, always rejoice when somebody comes back to the Lord. When they've not done right and they come back, never be mad. Always rejoice.